Parsha Pinchas, we have the story of Benot Tzlofchad approaching Moshe Rabbeinu. And they come and they say that their father, Avinu, made Bamidbar, Vulaya B'toch Ha'idah, our father died in the desert, and he wasn't part of Adat Korach. And then Moshe takes their question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's different explanations in Chazal that Moshe, for example, that he forgot this halacha or didn't know this halacha, so he had to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another, that's the explanation that Rashi brings. There's another explanation that the Chafetz Chaim here offers. And he says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew this halacha 100%. Hashem told him this halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't forget this halacha. So then why did he go ask their question that Benot Tzlofchad asked him? Why did he have to go ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So he says, the extra words in that pasuk, Avinu made by Midbarvu, lo haya b'toch ha'ida. What's a lo haya b'toch ha'ida? He was not from Adat Korach. Adat Korach went to Moshe Rabbeinu and tried to delegitimize his whole being the leader of Am Yisrael. They said, you're not fit. You're taking all the power for yourself and for your brother and your family. Who appointed you? Everybody's holy. So Moshe Rabbeinu, this was a personal affront, a personal attack to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Menot Slavchad, when they come up to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, our father died in the Midbar, so Rashi and others there cite two views. That was Slavchad one of the Mapilim? Was Slavchad the Mikoshesh? What are they saying? They're saying he was someone else who died. He did something wrong. He died. Even if he wasn't from those Chatayim, he was just, even if he wasn't one of those two groups, he could have just died. Okay, but the point was that he wasn't part of Adat Korach. Why are they emphasizing that he wasn't part of Adat Korach? They're trying to gain Moshe's favor. They're trying to win over Moshe Rabbeinu. They feel Moshe Rabbeinu is about to make a decision about Chalukat Haaretz, and they want the Chalukat Haaretz to include them. So if you want Moshe Rabbeinu to make a decision in your favor, you're going to try to win him over. So one of the ways they're going to win him over is going to say, our father wasn't one of those bad ones who joined Adat Korach. He wasn't one of them. He was one of the good ones. So Moshe saw that they're trying to gain his favor. So he says, that's it. Now I'm a nogei b'davar. Even that little bit that they said, that one sentence, is enough to make me nogei b'davar. The Gemara in Ketuvah, Kovhei, tells a story, a few stories of different Rabbanim throughout the Tanaim and Amoraim who recused themselves from being Dayanim in certain cases. And what were the cases? One time somebody saw a feather or dirt on somebody and he flicked it off, or he greeted them too nicely, or there was something on the floor and he covered it over so he wouldn't step on it. We're talking even very, very minor things, and these Chachamim in the Gemara are described as saying, nope, now that little bit of favor you did for me is too much. Now I'm no Geodavar. I can't be a fair judge to judge your case. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the same thing. I have to go ask Hashem this question. I think I know the answer. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew the answer. He was taught the answer. So he's going to answer the right thing. But because they're trying to butter him up, they're trying to gain favor and win over Moshe Rabbeinu by mentioning that their father Tzlofchad wasn't part of the Adat Korach. So the Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's it. Now you tried to make me like you. I do like you. So now I can't be impartial. Even that little, tiny, tiny little bit is enough for me to view myself as possibly tainted here, and I can't answer this question, so I have to ask it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very important lesson, and I wanted to share it with you. If you turn over the page, on the other side of the page, I include a little piece from an article, an interview with who happens to be a Gush alumnus named Moshe Bain, who's the president of the OU. And when he became president of the OU, I think this is Ami magazine, and he gave an interview. And they asked him, about Rav Lichtenstein, and because he had learned here a little bit. And he says, he only learned here a little bit. He only knew him a little bit, but he said, I got to know him much more through my work at the OU. And listen to the story of what he has to say. He said, we once had an issue at the OU that needed rabbinical guidance and had to be someone who understood our community. We found out that Rav Aaron was coming to America, so we made an appointment with him, and he gave us 45 minutes. I took Rabbi Tzvi Hirschweinreb along with me. For the first 15 minutes, we presented the issues, which left him with a half hour to respond. Incredibly, he spent the first 10 to 15 minutes describing his relationship with all the people involved, so we should know that he might have negius. And only afterwards, he gave us advice. When he finished, I was amazed. I've spoken to people who tried to convince me that they didn't have negius about their brothers. Yet here was someone who wanted to put everything on the table so we could evaluate his advice in that context. He was a really incredible person. Meaning, people say, yeah, I can be impartial. Yeah, oh, you're asking me even about my own brother? I'll be impartial, I'll tell you. Ad kedei kach, the people are able to convince themselves that they don't have them. And here, in this story, he said, looking was answering questions, community issues, there's different people involved. So this one I know, I was in shir with him, I was in yeshiva with him, you know, so I'm going to try and give you my my advice. But understand that maybe, possibly, on some madriga, because I know some of the characters involved, it's going to, it might influence my decision. And you have to be aware of that when listening to my advice, so that you know to take everything in its proper context. That lesson is the same one that Chafetz Chaim is, that lesson from that we can learn from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal in that story, it's the same one that Chafetz Chaim says about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not Slavchad, we're trying to be extra nice to Moshe Rabbeinu, to get him to give them the psak they wanted. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew what they wanted, and what they wanted was actually correct. That's how Hashem said, "You benot slavchad are right, kein dovro benot slavchad." They're right. Give them land, give them a nachla. And Moshe knew that, but he didn't want to just answer that, just in case his impartiality on his madriga was tainted in the slightest hairbreadth, and therefore he had to ask the question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkayach.